Recently, I conducted the Magic Flute, Mozart's great opera. I found in my research an opera actually written by Mozart, but it said Salieri on it. But it is understood that Mozart actually wrote it, so you can imagine what kind of opera it is, and put Salieri's name on it. Well, anyway, I'll tell you a little about it because it's quite interesting. It is in one act only. It begins with a 45 minutes intermission because it's such a short opera. And when the curtain rises, first you hear the overture, but when the tour is over, the curtain rises, of course. Otherwise, you couldn't see a thing. And on the stage are two large trees. One is on this side, and one is on the other side. And that indicates a small forest. Now the tenor comes in. He's supposed to meet his soprano, but she hasn't arrived yet, so he hides behind one of the trees in order to surprise her when she comes in a little later. Which she does. And when she comes in a little later, which she does, she can't find him because he is hidden behind the tree. And she doesn't know that. Of course she knows it because she must have seen it during rehearsals. But she pretends. Either that or she is plain stupid. Well, she now hides behind the other tree, waiting for him, and he's there already, so this is a little mess. Now the chorus comes in, but nobody knows why except Mozart, and he's dead. Finally, her father shows up. He's very angry because he just wants to get out of the opera as fast as possible and go home. And he decides that she must die, and she sings her death aria, and that's the end of it. The curtain falls, but not hard enough. And I'll take you to the opera and play for you the overture. First, we hear the conductor's footsteps when he enters the orchestra pit. As a matter of fact, I like to call it the orchestra ditch. That's a little more dignified, I think. Pit. First, you hear the conductor's footsteps when he enters the orchestra pit, or ditch, he walks sideways because it's a very narrow ditch. And this is the overture. This was the first part of the overture. Now you're going to hear the second part, and that's exactly the same. Now this is blip. The reason for that extra blip is that the fellow who does the blips started one measure too late. Now the curtain rises, and the tenor comes in from that side in a single file. Behind the tree right away. Thank you, I'll tell him. He can't wait. He is anxious to see her. Now, the leading lady comes in. She's supposed to fill the part of the soprano. She not only fills it, she overflows it a little bit. She carries a lot of weight to the opera. Let's put it that way. She's about 4.5 feet tall, lying down. She comes in from that side in a single pile. As he goes behind the other tree and surrounds it completely. Well, while you were laughing, the chorus has been in and out, and now a baritone arrives. Toreador en garde, but he finds out that he's in the wrong opera. So he's fired. And now the father comes in, the il basso. Well, how low can a man get? Now she picks it up from there and sings her death aria. By stabbing herself between the two big trees there on the stage.